This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions, talking about letting go of the past to live in the future. How do you learn from the past? Well, the Bible says in Philippians 3.13, I have not achieved it, says Paul, but I focus on this one thing. I forget the past and I look forward to what lies ahead. So I think we've got to learn from our past. I mean, you are powerless, and I'm powerless, to control the pains of the past. You've got to replace that hurt that you might have with God's peace, and then you let God's peace put back the pieces of your life one at a time, because we've got to live one day at a time, haven't we? We humans are very special people. I mean, God has given us the ability to remember, and it's a great thing to remember, isn't it? But our memories can be our friends or our enemies. Paul, who wrote those words, could have been haunted by the past. He was quite a villain. He persecuted the church and used his authority to kill Christians. That's why, probably, he said, I am the chief of all sinners. So he could have walked around all his life with tremendous guilt, like a crippling guilt, and yet Paul learned from the past and he pressed on. So you've got a choice. You can be paralyzed by the past or propelled into the present by the promise of God's grace. How do we do it? I think also by forgetting our resentments. It was one of the great American presidents, Abraham Lincoln, and it was said of him, his heart was as great as the world, but there was no room in his heart for a memory of a wrong. Great man. It says in Matthew 18, Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? And Jesus said, I don't say to you seven times, but up to 77 times. And again in Matthew, we've got to learn there to forgive and release the offender. So I think there are two things we've got in common. No matter what your age, where you grew up or what you do for a living, we need to be forgiven. That's one thing. And we need to extend forgiveness. So here it is. Medical research proves without doubt that this anger, we call repressed anger that's there, causes physical problems, illnesses. Because when you forgive other people, you release the emotions that bind you to that past, and self-forgiveness is part of that process. So I'm not saying it's easy, but it's worth the hard work and the healing of the wounds. Learning to release that person. You might be saying, well, how do I actually release the memory of what that person did to me? You've really got to let him or her go and stop holding on to the hurt. God has forgiven you, therefore release that person, forgive them. It's not a one-shot deal, as it were. When you say, I forgive you, that's it. The feelings of resentment are going to keep coming back. I guess every day you have to work on it. How do you know that you've released this person from your memory? When you can think about them and it doesn't hurt anymore. I think that's probably the best answer. You can pray for God's blessing on that person by forgetting the worries and our failures. Again, Paul, the Apostle Paul, could have been held hostage by the awful things he did in his past life, but he pressed on. I think someone has been very wise in saying this: our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising by God's grace every time we fail. I think that means we can be obsessed by the failures. If we do, that'll sort of eat at us, won't it? But we're all human, and the fear of failing again can cripple people. We know that Paul says he did one thing. Well, he obviously did more than one thing. He made tents and he preached sermons, he planted churches and all that sort of thing. But what he was saying here, his top priority was being like Christ. His eyes were fixed on Christ, not on the past, not on himself, but he wanted to be a servant of Jesus Christ. The lesson is, if you don't put the big rocks in first, you'll never get them in at all. In other words, make Jesus the priority for your life. So there it is. The problem, of course, is that we need to learn it. Benjamin Franklin said, do you love life? Then he said, don't squander the time, for that is the stuff that life is made of. Well, dear Lord, help me to let go of the past pains that I might be focusing on today. Stop me from looking elsewhere, because you are everything I need. Draw me close to you, Lord, and give me that desire to live today in your strength. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.